This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So either Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the VA secretary nominee, is either a pill-pushing drunk who abuses his staffers, or a good guy who serves his country and a war hero. It's got to be one or the other, right? Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. First of all, thank you for coming out last night. If you did join us for the Chappaquiddick movie screening, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for being there. And I have to tell you, the movie was phenomenal. I thought it was great. I'll give you my full review a little bit later in the show, but thank you for joining us. If you did make it out last night, it was a great crowd, and nice to see you and shake hands and just enjoy the time together. The camaraderie is outstanding. National Review, Jim Garrity has a great piece on this. I touched a little bit on this yesterday. It's the concept of when Ronnie Jackson was the physician to President Obama, he was just this great guy. And now that he's Trump's physician and now the nominee to be the VA secretary, now suddenly all of these sordid tales come to light of him being this pill pusher, and he's abusive, and he puts people down, and all this other stuff. And you have to stop at one point and go, come on, like, come on, stop. It's, you can't be this. If it was this way under Obama, how did nobody find this out? How did nobody ever know any of this stuff? And my theory is it's because it's all BS. It's BS. Here's what I mean here. The Democratic Senator John Tester offers a series of tales that make Jackson appear wildly irresponsible and reckless. He describes reports to the Veterans Affairs Committee that allege that on overseas trips, Jackson would go down the aisleway of the airplane and say, all right, who wants to go to sleep? And hand out prescription drugs like they were candy and put them to sleep and then give the drugs to wake them back up again. So he would hand out Ambien on the flight out, and then Provigil on the way back. So, or, you know, it's time to wake up. So Ambien to knock you out and Provigil to give you a little boost. I think that drug was originally created for people who do shift work and also to fight narcolepsy. So Tester goes at Anderson Cooper 360 and he says, these are called controlled substances for a reason. He also says that Jackson was drunk on duty during Obama's presidency. He was the, now, mind you now, the primary health care provider for the president of the United States on several different presidential trips. And here's this senator who comes out and says that Ronnie Jackson was so drunk, he was unresponsive. The chief physician to the president of the United States of America. Okay? Now, think about that for a second. You're on an airplane. You're flying across the seas, and your job is to be responsible for the single most important person in the world to you, certainly the president of the United States. I mean, there's nobody more important to you outside of your wife and kids than the president, because that's your job. In fact, your job probably is it's his life over your wife and kids. And you're going to tell me you're going to repeatedly get so drunk on Air Force One, and everybody's going to notice this. And you're going to be handing out pills left and right, and nobody's going to suggest you get fired because you're putting the president's life in jeopardy. In jeopardy. Because what happens if President Obama were to have an allergic reaction to something? I mean, the guy, I think he only ate almonds or something. But what if he had an allergic reaction and he dropped down to the floor? What if, God forbid, you know, somebody tried to poison a president? Or it's like that movie Air Force One where the Russians sneak in as the press corps and take over the plane. And you got to save the guy's life, you know, but you're so hammered, you can't even see straight. You're unresponsive. Right. Right. Nobody's going to point that out. Nobody's going to raise a flag and go, come on, you got to get rid of this guy. Or was it that Obama was just so loyal to his drunken personal physician that Obama would brag to his friends? I'm so healthy. My physician, he's off his rocker. He's so hammered. The guy parties like he's a rock star, and I love it. And so I sit back and I think nothing's going to happen to me anyway. As I watch my doctor with, you know, spittle coming out of his mouth, and he'd wake up in the middle of the night, he'd have night terrors. In the morning, he'd demand pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwiches to help with his hangover. It was a blast. Or do you think the Secret Service might have had a problem with that? How about that? You think the Secret Service of the United States of America might have had a problem with Dr. Jackson's alleged behavior on Air Force One? Now, put yourself in the mindset of the U.S. Secret Service. Your job is to give your life for the president if need be. And you're going to put up with his chief physician passing out drunk on Air Force One. Come on. This does not pass the smell test or the logic test in any way, shape, or form. Hell, you wouldn't put up with a coworker being that drunk at work. But now, if the coworker happens to be the chief physician to the president of the United States of America, and this is happening in view of everybody on Air Force One, you're not telling me that one Secret Service agent's going to go over to him and say, if this ever happens again, I'm arresting you for some endangering the life of the president crime or something? Come on. Or at least they go to the Secret Service, to the head of the Secret Service, to the Treasury Secretary, or the Chief of Staff of the White House and say, I don't know why the president's so fond of this drunken fool, but man, we got to do something about this. Here are some glowing reviews and assessments from President Obama several times about Dr. Ronny Jackson, and also fairly recently. Ready? Quote, Ronny's positive impact cannot be overstated. He is a tremendous asset to the entire White House team, already at a level of performance and responsibility that far exceeds its current rank. Promote to Rear Admiral now, said an undated performance review that was signed by President Obama. Promote to Rear Admiral now. So a Rear Admiral of the United States Navy who's so drunk that he can barely even tell the difference between if the ship is moving or still in port. But that's the guy we're going to make a Rear Admiral. Or who gets so drunk he thinks he's on a cruise ship. Starts walking down the aisles going, who's coming to the buffet with me? It's like, no, Admiral, this is an aircraft carrier. We don't actually have buffets. Stop it. There's a Cirque du Soleil show later on. Let's go skeet shooting off the back. Sir, this is a battleship. You're on a battleship right now. Obama in October 2014, a most impressive leader who continues to perform at the flag officer level. Ronny has earned my confidence and the gratitude of my family for his diligence and knowledge. Promote to flag immediately. Again, the president loved how drunk he would get all the time, especially around his daughters. And he would say, you know what? I got to promote this guy. He is a blast. I only wish I could have seen this guy when I wasn't president and he wasn't there to save my life. October 2016, President Obama said the following. Ronny does a great job. Genuine enthusiasm. Poised under pressure. Incredible work ethic and follow through. Ronny continues to inspire confidence with the care he provides to me. My family and my team continue to promote ahead of peers. All right. Now, what do you think President Obama saw in him that he liked the best? Do you think it was the way that he handed out prescription drugs like they were candy? He was Dr. Feelgood in front of the Obamas. Do you think it was that? Or do you think it was the fact that one time in the middle of Air Force One, he streaked the entire press corps? Because I think he might have done that, right? He gets so drunk. He's, we're going streaking. And he's running down the middle of Air Force One. And President Obama said, this guy is amazing. I love it. This guy's my doctor. This is awesome. Or maybe all these stories are just completely nonsense. You know what I mean? I have to wonder this. Also overseas, he's pounding on staffers' doors. Late night pounding on staffers' doors. Like, is it? Open up, Burger King! This is BS here! No, sir, that's actually a staff member, and we're in China right now, and that's not Burger King. And we're happy to get you some food if you need it, Rear Admiral. But that's not. And then nobody's going to complain that he's banging on doors drunk at night, and that President Obama and his team are just going to keep the guy around, poised under pressure. You know what I mean? Sometimes in life, you just got to go, no, I'm not buying this. Now, did he ever give out an Ambien? I'm sure he did. What the hell's wrong with that? Ambien's a legal drug. He's a doctor. So if he gives out an Ambien, what's the problem? Now, if he gave it to, like, candy, well, that's another story, right? But you're telling me in all those years, nobody reported that he's walking down the aisles going, who wants to feel good tonight? Dr. Ronnie's all over it. He's the one that called Dr. Feel Good. And then he just passes out. Boom, right there. Falls on Chuck Todd's lap. They're like, this happens all the time. You got to cuddle him back to sleep. It's okay, Ronny. It's going to be all right. And then sleepy eyes Chuck Todd's like, okay, give it about 20 minutes and he's going to start freaking out again. You know, freak out, he's going to wake up, he's not going to know where he is. You got to remind him, he's on Air Force One, he's the president's chief doctor. Let's pray to God nothing happens to Obama while he's in this state. But it's a thing, it's cool, it's totally cool. And about 20 minutes later, all of a sudden, Dr. Ronny Jackson wakes up and goes, damn it, I'm starving! And like, okay, come on, sir, we're going to take you to the next room. And then a few hours later, he walks down the aisle again going, "Wake up, kids. Dr. Ronnie's back. I got the Provigil. Who wants to wake up and smell the roses? Come on." And then he plays Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi as he just goes down the aisle, air guitar, handing out pills, still drunk. Or at this point, now the Provigil woke him up. I'm not quite sure. And nobody said anything about this for 8 years. Nobody ever pointed this out. There wasn't even a hint of this or a rumor of this. There wasn't even somebody on a show going, "Has anybody else noticed how the president's personal physician is the coolest guy ever? Between the drugs and the drinking and maybe the ladies, this guy is who you want to party with." I'm just shocked that he's also in charge of the president's life and that nobody has a problem with this. But this guy is awesome. No one? Come on. So now that he's the president's VA secretary nominee, now he's not only is he a drunk and a pill popper, he's also Hitler's doctor. We played you that clip from Joe Scarborough yesterday where Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough, compared him to Hitler's doctor because he gave a glowing report of President Trump. And the drunken crew on Morning Joe, and I am convinced that they start their day completely hammered. They're going around, it's like Hitler's doctor with a Brooklyn accent, blah, 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 blah. So he's gone from President Obama saying, and I quote, "A most impressive leader who continues to perform at every level. He's earned my confidence." And when President Obama said, "Genuine enthusiasm, poised under pressure, incredible work ethic, and follow through." He's gone from that to Dr. Feelgood, Drunky McDrunkenstein, and Hitler's personal physician. The only thing that's changed in all these years is that he's now Trump's doctor and Trump's VA nominee. That's it. That's the only thing that's changed. And I don't know about you, but I'm of the opinion that if my doctor is more fun than I am, I have to fire my doctor. I mean, that's sort of my standard I use, you know. If my doctor parties harder than I do, then I know that we've got a problem, which is why Dr. Maz is my personal physician, Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli. Because at most, he'll have a sip, and I mean a sip, of Moscato, which is basically sugar juice. It's like sugar in white grape juice, and then they swirl it around and they go, "Oh, it's wine. Has the alcohol content of -18%. That's why he's my doctor. Because I know in the middle of the night if I need Maz, he's not drunk. I am. That's the point. I want my doctor to be less fun than me and all my friends. I want my doctor to be able to save my friends if need be. I don't want my doctor partying with my friends. I don't want my doctor being like, "Dude, who's getting the bacon, egg, and cheese because daddy's starving?" No. We'll come to you in the morning if something goes wrong in the middle of the night and I need you on your A game. And I'm not the president of the United States. I'm a talk show host in Philadelphia. So if I was the president of the United States, I would have the same rule. But then again, so would every single person around me. Even if I wanted to have my doctor party like he's a member of Motley Crue in the 1980s, somebody on my team is going, "No, Mr. President, I'm sorry, sir, this is not acceptable." Or going to the doctor and saying, "You are going to jail, prison, or you're just going to disappear somewhere." So things have changed certainly a lot. He's now Trump's guy, so he's all these things, and Hitler's doctor. 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell, #1210 on your cell, as I said. I'm telling you right now, Dr. Ronnie Jackson is a war hero, is a rear admiral. I hope he sticks it out. He'll be a great VA secretary, and everything that's being said about him is utter nonsense. All right, straight ahead on the Zioli Show, so much more to come. Do not go away. Listen to this senator try to get away with this now. And again, nobody ever pointed this out. Nobody ever had a problem with this. No, literally no one, in the entire time that he was the chief physician to the president of the United States thought this was an issue in all of Obama's years. Nobody on Air Force One ever had a problem with this. Nobody in the Secret Service, not the White House chief of staff, not the groundskeeper, nobody. No one seemed to think this was a problem. Cut five.
Do you know what drugs were dispensed?
Yeah, I can't tell you exactly the name because I'm not a pharmacist, but these are drugs that are meant to put people to sleep and wake them back up. They're controlled substances. They're prescriptions. The word is that on overseas trips in particular, that Admiral would go down the aisle way of the airplane and say, "All right, who wants to go to sleep?" and hand out the prescription.
So you're
drugs
talking about something like an Ambien type.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, you didn't know it 2 seconds ago. Now you know the name of it. Do you think he had a cart, like he's walking down the aisle like a... You know what I mean? Like the beverage service. He's walking down. Ambien, I got your Ambien here. It's Sir Diet Coke tonight and Ambien, peanuts, popcorn, Ambien. Would you like that? Or you think he just stands up front and goes, woo, and just starts whipping them. You know what I mean? We're getting drunk on a plane. He plays that every time Air Force One takes off. Like every time.
Like it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, woo, spring break. It's like, actually, we're going to the G8. But no, it's cool. I mean, and just starts whipping them. I love how this guy starts, the senator starts by saying he doesn't know the names of the drugs because he's not a pharmacist, and then he's like, Ambien? Oh yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, no, Ambien. Yeah, that's it. Right. Okay. So now it's Ambien. All right. Good. I love it. Okay.
What if they
going.
Said like ibuprofen? That's it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Advil. Oh right. Yeah. Yeah. Advil. Yeah. He loves the Advil.
You're talking about. I assume it's something like Provigil.
That's
which
correct.
Is for, officially right. For narcolepsy, it works.
Yeah, that's
addiction.
Correct. Yeah, now he knows Provigil because it's such a household name. Yeah. Provigil. Who doesn't know Provigil? That drug is literally for night shift work. So unless you're working midnights or you have narcolepsy, who knows Provigil? I mean, Viagra is a household name, right? Especially in the Stalker house. So if you had, everybody would know that, you know, but Provigil. Oh yeah, that's the one, right? The name just escaped me for a minute. There are certain drugs that are household names. What drugs do you think are household names? Prozac, Viagra, what else? What else is a household name of a drug, you think?
I mean, mostly like Aleve or Advil or Tylenol.
But prescription drugs, prescription. I'm trying to think. Famous prescriptions.
Vicodin.
Vicodin, sure. What's the one with
Percocet.
The, if, you know, ask your doctor about, and the woman comes on and she goes.
Oh, with the bowel syndrome.
Yeah,
thing.
The bowel syndrome.
See, we
one.
Don't even know.
We don't even know. No. But Anderson goes, but we certainly don't know Provigil. That's my point.
Wellbutrin.
I think, no, again, maybe, but so that's what I mean. There are very few household name drugs to begin with, and Provigil's not on that list. Ambien, sure, is on that list. Prozac, Zoloft, Viagra.
Statin drugs.
Yeah, what's the one? Lipitor, probably, right? Because everybody's on a statin. Not me, but a lot of people are. Anyway, so, but certainly not like you're sitting around with your friends going, you guys using Provigil? Everybody using Provigil to stay awake at night? Stay
like
up
Easter
at night?
Vigil? Like, what is that?
Yeah. It's a drug to stay awake. So how many people are using this drug unless you are working as a security guard at Walmart throughout the night and you need to be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning? But now he goes, oh yeah, Provigil. Yeah, that's it. All right, keep going.
Dopamine.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's you know, these are called controlled substances for a reason. We have.
So he would actually just go down the aisle and
yes,
just sort of say,
that's correct.
Who wants to go to sleep? Who wants to wake up?
That's the reports we got from the people.
You, up or down? That's what he would do, right? He'd walk out. Up or down? Sleep? No sleep. Which one? Pick one. Pick one. Pick one right now. Xanax is a good one, too. Yeah, it's yeah, had to be one or the other. Either you're asleep or you're awake. Which one?
Up
if you're
down.
Awake, we're drinking. That's what he'd say to people, too. He'd be like, listen, upper or downer? If you want a downer, good night. I'll wake you up in the morning. If it's an upper, I got a keg in the president's office. We're doing stands. Let's go. You don't get an upper and you don't get the you party with Ronnie Jackson. That's what he'd say. He goes, you're not getting an upper and getting out of this. All right. If you get an upper, it's go time. It's go time, baby. This is so dumb. All right. Keep going.
Who got a hold of us and said, we've got a problem. This doctor has a problem because he hands out prescriptions like candy. In fact, in the White House, they call him the Candyman.
Oh, yeah. So no, the Candyman. That's right. The Candyman. Candyman. That was his name.
The Candyman candy.
Oh my God.
You know how sometimes at people's houses, they literally have a candy dish? You know what Ronnie Jackson used to do, right? He would dump the M&Ms. He put in assorted prescriptions. And he'd be like, I don't know. Take your chances. Could be up. Could be down. Could be an erection. I don't know. You never know. Go with the blue. Go with the blue pill. Keep going, please.
So I just want to be clear. Ambien is actually one of the drugs?
I can get you the, you know, okay. It's a drug,
right.
It's a prescription drug, and I can get you the
your staff had told us Ambien
right.
And
yep.
Provigil.
Bingo. Okay. Those are the ones.
All right.
Bingo,
and,
that's
and
it. Yeah, now I know. Now he's an expert. Yeah, now he's suddenly a pharmacist. Now he suddenly works at CVS.
He's not a very good witness. You know, if he were on the stand, they would just think about it. I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's it. You know,
yeah.
Well, which is it?
It's called leading the witness, Your Honor. Objection. I mean, I'm not even a lawyer. It's a great point. Your Honor, he's totally leading the witness. He said 2 seconds ago he didn't know the name of the drug, and now he's offering the drug, and the guy's going, yeah, that's it. And the judge would go, yes, leading, absolutely sustained, and they would strike that from the record.
Yeah. And what
know?
If a parent, like let's say you had two teenagers, and one said he did such and such. Well, what kind of drugs? I don't know. Well, was it Ambien? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's almost like... It just doesn't ring true.
No, and I think Anderson Cooper's career is doing great. I mean, first Stormy Daniels, now this nonsense. That is great. That is great.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I love this guy. He's terrific. I mean, who's he going to interview next week is my question. He's going to interview that guy who tows cars in Philly, that Lou Blum guy, you know, whose poster you see everywhere. That guy's going to be next. Do you have any regrets about towing cars? Is it tough towing cars?
Hard-hitting interview.
Yeah, another hard-hitting boom. All right, keep going.
And I understand he had a nickname in the White House among some of the White House staff.
And it was the Candyman because he handed out prescription drugs they were candy.
Like, ah.
The White House doctor, his nickname among some people in the White House was the Candyman.
That's correct. That's what we were told.
That's not a nickname you want in a doctor.
That's not a nickname you want in a doctor. And if you consider the prescription drugs we have a problem with in this country right now, it's not the example.
Huge Ambien problem. I mean, everybody's falling asleep behind the wheel. Huge Ambien problem. I mean, just today I was snorting it at lunch with Dr. Mass because he gives me my Ambien.
But wait, wasn't he President Obama's? So was he called the Candyman for 8 years during past presidencies?
Yeah. I mean, apparently during Obama's time, Obama never had a problem with this. You know why? Obama was asleep on the job for 8 years. Stop. So
wow. That was quick.
That's what helped him. That's how he got through it. I have another one of those Ambiens to get me through this nonsense. And I forgot how to do Obama. I used to also not be able to do Obama. But I still can't do Obama. Not even close to doing Obama. Anyway, is there an Ambien crisis in this country?
No.
We need to have an Ambien emergency where people are just walking through the malls going, I mean, just falling asleep. Dude, you got to get off the Ambien. All right, keep going, please.
Admiral Jackson was the primary health care provider for the president.
Right.
And if you're drunk and something happens with the president, it's very difficult to go in and treat the president how it needs to be done. So this is totally
wait a second. Wait a second. What if the president's drunk with you? Then it cancels each other out. It's like whenever you ever have two drunk people have a conversation and they think it's the most brilliant conversation in the world and everybody else, it's utter nonsense. Two drunk guys at a bar talking philosophy is sometimes the greatest thing in the world to just slide up to and listen to, you know? You sit there and these guys are like, I love you, man. And the answer to all of our problems is just love. Just love each other. And to them, these guys are PhDs in psychology. It makes such sense. To the rest of us, we're going, these guys are hammered. But what if the president's chief physician is hammered and the president's hammered and it cancels each other out? So the president all of a sudden starts going, Roddy, I think I'm feeling sick. So am I, Mr. President. Come here. Let's hug it out. Hug it out. Like drunk people do. Hug it out.
Except President Trump doesn't drink.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what caused all this to be outed, is that Ronnie Jackson's like, I lost my drinking buddy. This sucks. I have no one to drink with. This guy's such a square. And they're like, oh, you drink? No. Not me. No. Ixnay on the drink, eh?
The candy man.
This is the dumbest interview. Is it over yet?
No, this is a 17-minute interview. I just pulled like
17 minutes.
It's a 17-minute interview.
I'm just making up stuff.
Yeah. I pulled 3 minutes of it. I'll pull some more for later in the show.
Oh, fantastic. All right, give me your thoughts on this, please. 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell. New format's working great, right, Dawn?
Yeah. Ha-ha.
Apparently, Evil Jared said you need a sarcasm detector at his office.
Rizzioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.